Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴我们在主日的清晨一起来敬拜神。
Very happy that we can worship the Lord together on Sunday morning.
我想我们今天的敬拜只是将来敬拜的一个缩影。
Today is just only the glimpse of the picture of our future worship.
你可以想象将来耶稣基督再来的时候。
We can imagine when the, Jesus coming back again.
那么他将带领的众圣徒一起回来。
He's going to bring all the saints together.
那么所有的人从各国、各方、各族，大家聚集在一起，一起来敬拜神的时候。
Everyone from different generation, all the tribes, and all together come to worship.
那是一个何等欢喜快乐的事。
That will be a wonderful day.
今天早上我就是从Santa Maria 那边开车过来哈。
And this morning I drove from Santa Maria.
那每个星期天早上呢，其实这个车都是比较少一些的。
And on Sunday morning usually there are not a lot of cars on the highway.
但是每天早上呢，都会有警察专门躲在一个地方藏着。
And every morning there's always a police car hiding somewhere.
哎，每一个星期天呢？警察都会抓到人。
And every Sunday, there will be always someone get caught by the police.
所以呢，因为车少嘛，大家都开得很快啊。
Because there's a less car, everybody was speeding.
所以现代人呢，比较没有耐心。
And a lot of people nowadays, people have no patience.
所以你去在高速公路上看，常常看到人就不断的去插来插去的哈。
And you can see on the highway, the people just shift around, try to speed up.
因为他觉得你开得太慢。
And people feel that you're driving too slow.
因为他要尽快的能够到达所要到的地方。
And they want to try to get to their destination as soon as possible.
但是实际上你可以快多少呢？我们真的不晓得。
And in a matter of fact, how much faster can you go?
可能是五分钟还是十分钟。
Can you maybe speed up as shorten of 5 minutes?
其实这表明了现代人的一个心态。
That really reflect the people's mindset.
以前有个小伙子的话，他就是超速拿了一个罚单哈。
And there was one young man that was speeding and got a ticket.
那么他要不想让自己的这个驾车记录上有这个点数的话，他就要去上课。
So he tried to avoid the penalize the point, so he had to go to the driving school.
所以他去上课的话呢，就是一整天的课哦。
And so once he go to the driving school, it's a one day class.
到那儿一看，大家就问这个班上，你为什么来上这个课啊
？And the teacher asks every student why you are here.
一看这个班上一半的人超速。
And you can see more than half.Of the people who were speeding.
那一半的人是碰见那 stop sign, 他没有停的。
And the other half did not stop at the stop sign.
所以上这个课的话呢，其实那个讲的人可能是讲得非常精彩啊。
And maybe the teachers can talk very excitingly.
但是听的人一点兴趣都没有。
And the listener actually was not interested at all.
还不结束啊。他就是盼着赶快要结束。
They just want to finish the class as soon as possible.
到下午四点，这课终于结束了。
As finally the class is over at 4 p.m.
这年轻的小伙子就问旁边那个，说：“哎，刚才这个人讲的，他说的是哪条车道？你超速的话，警察最不容易发现。
”So the young man asked the person next to him, "And can you tell me that which road that you can avoid to get caught by speeding?"
旁边那个人跟他说：“就中间那条车道。”
And so the person told him that you go to the middle one, that you can avoid to get a ticket.
好，我记住了。
And so this young man said, I remember now.
所以他出门之后怎么样？继续超速。
So when he walked out of the class, continued to speed.
所以呢，也很有意思，美国的这个车速啊，就是成了一个参考的值哈。
And so you actually the speed limit is only for as a reference.
那65迈的话，你不可能开65迈，你要开75迈。
And so when you set to a speed limit 65, people you drive about 75.
那么你开75迈，别人后边的人还觉得你开太慢哈。
And if you drive 75, and people behind you think you're driving too slow.
这表明现代人的一个心态。
And represent the people how people think.
我们希望是越快越好。
And we like the speed.
不但我们的电脑越来越小。
And so you can tell the computer is getting smaller and smaller.
而且应该是越来越快。
And actually the speed is faster.
我们的概念是越快肯定就越好。
Our concept is fast is better.
但是实际上是不是这样子呢？ 那么越快会给我们带来更高品质的生活呢？
In reality, is that true? Is the speed is actually bring the quality of life?
其实这就另当别论了。
This is a different story.
在这样一种文化的范围之内啊，人呢都是一种浮躁的心态。
And under this kind of culture mindset, and people are very, very restless.
那今天我们来谈论关于忍耐等候，就是好像跟我们的文化有点不协调。
And so when we talk about patience and waiting, it's not compatible with this culture.
所以人们忙碌地用各种新奇的事情来充满自己的生活。
And people like to use the new things to fill our lives.
实际上我们却忘记了一个现实，就是我们现在所谓的高速发展啊。
And so we forgot one reality. This when we talk about high speed development,
其实是付出一个惨重的代价。
We have to pay for very a deadly price.
是一种高速的奔向死亡。
And we are using a high speed to toward the death.
所以人类是一种超前的速度，是在自掘坟墓。
And people are actually are digging their own grave. When we do this advanced speed.
所以今天我们一起来继续思考亚伯拉罕的故事。
Today we let's continue to study Abraham's journey.
这个故事告诉我们要学习一个忍耐等候的故事。
And this story tells us that we need to learn to wait patiently.
所以如果有圣经的话，请打开圣经创世纪第十六章。
So let's look at the Bible, Genesis chapter 16.
创世纪第十六章，我们来看第一节到第十六节。
And let's read the verse 1 to 16.
创世纪第十六章，我来读中文，北安卡来读英文。
So the Pastor Chen will read Chinese, I will read in English.
亚伯兰的妻子萨莱不给他生儿女，萨莱有一个使女，名叫夏甲，是埃及人。
Now Sarah, Abraham's wife, had borne him no children, but she had an Egyptian slave named Hagar.
萨莱对亚伯兰说，耶和华使我不能生育，求你和我的使女同房，或者我可以因她得孩子。亚伯兰听从了萨拉的话。
So she said to Abram, that the Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my slave. Perhaps I can build a family through her. Abram agreed to what Sarah said.
于是亚伯兰的妻子萨莱将使女埃及人夏甲给了丈夫为妾。那时亚伯兰在迦南已经住了十年。
So after Abram had been living in Canaan 10 years, Sarah his wife took her Egyptian slave Hagar and gave her to her husband to be his wife.
亚伯兰与夏甲同房，夏甲就怀了孕。他见自己有孕，就小看他的祖母。
He slept with Hagar and she conceived. When she knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress.
萨莱对亚伯兰说，我因你受屈，我将我的使女放在你怀中，她见自己有了孕，就小看我。愿耶和华在你我中间判断。
Then Sarah said to Abram, "You are responsible for the wrong I am suffering. I put my slave in your arms, and now that she knows she is pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me."
亚伯兰对萨莱说，使女在你手下，你可以随意待她。萨莱苦待她，她就从萨莱面前逃走了。
Your slave is in your hands, Abram said. Do with her whatever you think best. Then Sarah mistreated Hagar, so she flee from her.
耶和华的使者在旷野舒尔路上的水泉旁遇见他。
The angel of the Lord found Hagar near spring in the desert. It was a spring that is beside the road to Shur.
对他说，撒来的使女夏甲，你从哪里来，要往哪里去？夏甲说，我从我的祖母萨莱面前逃出来。
And he said, Hagar, slave of Sarah, where have you come from, and where are you going?
耶和华的使者对他说，你回到你祖母那里，伏在他手下。
Then the angel of the Lord told her, go back to your mistress and submit to her.
又说，我必使你的后裔极其繁多，甚至不可胜数。
Then the angel of the Lord said to her, I will multiply your descendants exceedingly, so that they shall not be counted for multitude.
并说，你如今怀孕要生一个儿子，可以给他起名叫以实玛利。
Then the angel of the Lord also said to her, You are now pregnant, and you will give birth to a son. You shall name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard of your misery.
因为耶和华听见了你的苦情。
Because the Lord has heard you, your misery.
他为人必像野驴，他的手要攻打人，人的手也要攻打他。他必住在众弟兄的东边。
He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, everyone's hand against him, and he will live in hostility toward all his brothers.
夏甲就称那对他说话的耶和华为看顾人的神，因而说，在这里我也看见那看顾我的吗？
She gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees me, for she said, I've now seen.One who sees me.
所以这井名叫比尔拉海莱，这井正在加底斯和巴列中间。
So this is the why the well was called the Beer Lahairoi. It is still there between Kadesh and Barret.
后来夏甲给亚伯兰生了一个儿子，亚伯兰给他起名叫以实玛利。
So Hagar born Abraham's son, Abraham gave the name Ishmael to the son she had born.
夏甲给亚伯兰生以实玛利的时候，亚伯兰年86岁。
Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar born him Ishmael.
所以我们看到这段故事的时候，我们就看到亚伯兰因为没有后裔啊，他和亚伯拉罕跟撒拉受到了很大的困扰。
And so because he had no descendant, then Abraham and Sarah was troubled.
在第十五章我们知道上帝已经跟亚伯拉罕重申了他的应许。
And so in chapter 15, that the Lord has said to Abraham and give him a promise.
他必会赐给亚伯拉罕的后裔。
He was going to give him a descendant.
但是这个应许迟迟没有来到。
But the promise never came.
他离开家乡的时候我们知道亚伯拉罕是75岁。
And when he left hometown, he was 75 years old.
那么第三节告诉我们，他在迦南地已经住了十年。
In verse 3, it talks about he lived in Canaan for 10 years.
所以他是85岁，他们已经等待了十年。
So he was 85 years old, he waited for 10 years already.
但是后裔的事情依然渺无音信。
But then, whatever the promise, still that is not being seen.
那这个时候我们知道萨拉比亚伯拉罕大概小十岁。
And Sarah was
75岁。
Sarah was 10 years younger than Abraham, so she was 75 years old.
他已经放弃了希望。
She totally gave up the hope.
他就想出，如果我利用我的使女夏甲生一个儿子的话。
So if she want to use her slave Hagar to have a son.
注意第二节，他是这么说的：或者我可以因他得孩子。
So maybe because through her, maybe I can have a children myself.
因为这个是按照当时这个古代近东的一个习俗。
This is according to the custom of the ancient Near East.
那么。这样他的使女给他生作为亚伯拉罕娶妾之后生的孩子是归在萨拉的门下。
So her slave's child will be under her.
但是我们知道这个故事的发展完全不像他想象的那样。
But you know the development of the story is totally different than what she expected.
当以实玛利出生的我们知道看萨拉讲到以实玛利的说是他的儿子，不再是我的儿子。
Ishmael was born, then she said that's her son, not mine.
所以我们看到萨拉和亚伯拉罕在等候上帝的事上，他们没有坚持到底。
But so you can see the story of the Sarah Abraham waiting for the Lord that they were not able to continue persevere.
其实不但亚伯拉罕跟萨拉需要等候学习这个功课哈。
And not only Sarah and Abraham need to learn this lesson.
其实夏甲也需要忍耐等候的功课。
Hagar also need to learn the patient, waiting patiently.
当他受到萨拉的逼迫的时候，他觉得他没有办法再忍受。
She was mistreated by Sarah that she couldn't stand anymore.
于是他采取的办法是离家出走。
So she decided to flee.
他结果呢到了这个旷野的地方，我们不知他要去哪里，大概他想回埃及吧。
And we have no idea where she want to go, maybe going back to Egypt.
因为他本来就是埃及人嘛。
She's from Egypt.
有可能是亚伯拉罕在埃及逗留的时候所收留的。
And maybe that she was adopted by Abraham when Abraham was in Egypt.
那么这个时候我们看到天使遇到了他。
And so we see the angel met her.
天使宣告了他的祝福。
And so the angel proclaimed her blessing.
但是要我们特别注意一下哈。
So we need to pay attention here.
他的第十节天使的祝福，我必使你的后裔极其繁多，不可胜数。
And I will give you your descendant, multiply your descendant.
这是亚伯拉罕的祝福。
But this is Abraham's blessing.
所以夏甲之蛇已有祝福，心为从亚伯拉罕得来。
Again, the her blessings come from Abraham.
但是这是有条件的。
But this is under some kind of conditions.
我们如果看第九节的话
，So if we look at the verse 9,
我们就会听到说，这使者对他说：“你回到你祖母那里，而且要怎么样？伏在他手下。”
And you need to go back to Sarah. You need to submit yourself.
有人读到这里就说了：“你看。”这是什么上帝啊，根本就不维护妇女儿童的权益。
And so what kind of God is this that doesn't take care of the mother and the child's rights?
其实啊，我们要了解当时社会的这个背景啊。
And we need to understand the background of that culture.
因为夏甲这个样子他是没有办法生存的。
And you know that Hagar was not able to survive.
他如果逃离这个家里面，他的出路可能就是死路一条的。
And so she probably her, if she flee the family, she probably were not able to survive.
我们不晓得他自己原来的家庭怎么都不可能接受他的。
And her, origin family may not be able to accept her.
所以他最好的保护就是回去原先的家庭。
The best protection is going back to Abraham's home.
所以我们看到说他要学习。他应该学习的功课。
And she Hagar need to learn her lesson.
所以整个的故事当中，我们看到这个亚伯拉罕的故事里，在这一段里面，我们看到是夏甲最后表现出他的信心。
And here, actually, in Abraham's story, that we can see the faith of Hagar.
因为他最后说：“我遇到了那个看顾我的神。”
I met the son who's willing to protect me.
弟兄姐妹，以前的神。是亚伯拉罕的神。
The God before that, it was the God of Abraham.
他是住在亚伯拉罕的家里面。
But she lives in Abraham's home.
但是他自己并没有遇见这位神。
But she did not meet the God.
但是在舒尔的旷野里面。
But in the wilderness.
所以忍耐等候的功课。
She met God and then be patient, waiting and patiently.
唯有忍耐等候。才能够领受神的祝福。
So only waiting patiently for God can we receive God's blessing.
那我们知道呢，这个以实玛利等到长到十五岁以后，上帝才允许夏甲带着他离开这个家庭。
So until Ishmael was 15 years old, then he left with his mother.
所以这是上帝所预定的时间。
And this is the time that God wanted them to go.
所以我们受到这个时代潮流的影响，常常我们很多的时候。我们很难能够按捺不住我们心中的骚动哈。
So under influence by the trend, the people cannot help it just become very restless.
所以我们需要马上的享受，马上的得到。
We want to get something we want to enjoy it right away.
最近看到一条消息呢，说很多这个年轻人在做投资的事情哈。
And I've read the news. There's a lot of young people are doing investment.
看来这个年纪大的人慢慢都退出股票市场了。
And so they are watching the elderly people start withdraw themselves from the investment, from the stock.
那发现这个调查结果发现呢，很多年轻人呢说，每年我要得10%的收益，哎呀，太慢了，太少了。
So during the survey, they found that even 10% of return is not good enough.
我恨不得就是我这个几个月一年之间我就要翻一翻翻两番这样。
And so I wish I can double my investment or even triple every year.
所以这个时候我们在说谁要有耐心来忍耐等候上帝。
And so who has a patience to wait for the Lord?
但是忍耐等候今天仍然是每一个基督徒的必修课。
So patiently waiting for the spiritual homework is still compulsory course for all the Christians.
注意是必修课，不是选修课。
And this is a class, the course you have to take.
我们这里有在大学里读书的知道，你这个必修课不及格，你不能毕业的。
And the people who are in the college right now, you know that if you don't pass the class, you cannot graduate.
为什么？一个不能等候上帝的人
，a person who cannot wait for the Lord，
你没有办法被上帝使用
，you cannot be used by the Lord。
上帝把你放在一个环境当中
，and God has put you in an environment，
或者顺利或者不顺利都有他的目的。
Maybe your environment may be smooth or not smooth， but there is a purpose。
很多的时候我们来不及等待神，我们就赶快就逃到另外一个地方去。
So a lot of time we don't have a patient wait for the Lord, we escape to somewhere else.
所以自然我们就没有办法得到神的祝福。
Therefore, we cannot receive God's blessing.
那么圣经里最好的一个例子就是那个扫罗王了。
And there's a very good example in the Bible is to talk about King Saul.
他是典型的不能等神的。
He's a typical of the person who cannot.Do not have a patient waiting for the Lord.
我们知道，当他在献祭的时候，他要等撒母耳来才可以献祭。
He's supposed to make an offering, burn offering. He's supposed to wait for the Samuel.
他等了一会儿，他已经没有耐心了，不行。
And he waited for a little while, then he lost his patience.
他就自己要献祭。
He decided to offer himself.
其实当时神给他们的指示很清楚，你。即使是王，你都不能献祭。
And the God's instruction was extremely clear. Even you are a king, you cannot offer yourself.
这个献祭是祭司啊，这个先知的职分。
And is the prophet or the priest's job?
所以我们看到扫罗王最后就是他有神给的机会，但是没有那个等候的心，他能拿到神的祝福。
But Saul had the opportunity to become a king, but he did not get the blessing because he was not patient.
所以他最后为神所弃。
And God gave up on him.
不能遵行神所给他的命令。
Because he disobeyed.
所以忍耐等候就是我们对神信心的一个最好的表现。
Waiting patiently is the manifestation of our faith.
那么亚伯拉罕在第十五章里以为生在他家里的仆人以利以谢就是上帝给他应许的后裔。
Abraham mistakenly believed that Eliezer was the descendant that God gave to him.
那么这里他生了以实玛利以后，他又以为在第十七章他就想跟神说，哦，这个以实玛利就是你给我的后裔。
And in Genesis 17 and talk about he thought Ishmael was his descendant.
那么这个亚伯拉罕呢，他是相信神给他的应许。
Abraham trust, believe God's promise.
但他没有办法想象，已经到了这个时候，他还可以能够从撒拉生孩子。
But he cannot fathom that he will continue to have offspring from his wife Sarah.
那么这个忍耐等候背后的一个神学观念呢，就是我们要相信神的全权。
So theological concept that behind waiting patient lies in the believing God's of full power.
而且我们要相信神那种全然美好的意念。
And trust is a perfectly beautiful ideas.
那么撒拉的主意看起来是挺绝妙的。
And even the Sarah's idea it looked great.
他的计划也似乎是天衣无缝。
And his plan seemed to be seamless.
可是他没有求问神。
But he never asked the Lord.
这里并不是说亚伯拉罕不可以娶妾的。
And we're not saying that Abraham cannot have a concubine.
因为在当时的那个文化背景里面呢，那是完全可以的。
And in under that culture, that yeah, definitely you can have a concubine.
而且亚伯拉罕也非常的富有。
And plus, Abraham was extremely rich.
他们的问题在于他们想用自己的办法来达到神所要在他们神实现的计划。
And the problem is that they use the own way to accomplish the God's plan.
弟兄姐妹注意啊，这种现象直到现在也是在我们的身上。
So we need to pay attention, even this happened nowadays to us.
那么这个从起初亚当就是这样子。
And start from Adam is like this.
他们想用自己的方法来实现神在他们身上所预定的心意。
They want to use their own way to accomplish God's way.
所以有人读了这段经文就说，你看哈，亚当听从夏娃就是这个下场。
And so so look at the story. Adam listened to Eve.
那么亚伯拉罕听从撒拉就犯了个大错误。
Abraham listened to his wife Sarah, made a huge mistake.
所以那个丈夫就是不能随便听从妻子随便摆布的。
So therefore, husbands should not listen to their wife because we've been causing a problems.
这个对吗？
Is that right?
这种应用对不对？
This application, is that correct?
我想有的时候你的太太可能会给你很好属灵的建议。
Very often your wife give you wonderful spiritual suggestions.
其实不再是这个主意是丈夫的还是妻子的。
It doesn't matter is this idea coming from the husband or from the wife.
关键是说这个是不是神的心意。
The most important is this is from God's will.
有没有求问神？
Do we ask the Lord?
如果神要我们等候的话，
If God wants to wait,
是不是真的能够耐心等下去？
And are we willing to wait patiently?
所以人类的原罪啊，就是要摆脱上帝，要自我行事。
And then the origin sin of mankind is that to get rid of God and do our own thing.
所以忍耐等候为什么是必修课
？So that is why this is a lesson or class or course you have to take.
我们必须要克服这种倾向。
We need to overcome this tendency.
全然依靠的上帝。
And trust God totally.
当我们全然等候上帝的时候，怎么样？他的心意在我们的生命中就可以实现了。
So you were willing to listen to follow, obey him, then his will be complete.
当我们用人的计谋去代替神的计划的时候
，If we use our way to replace God's way,
我们就看到这个家庭里面发生的事情哈。
And therefore we see the trouble that happened in this family.
当撒拉去操纵的时候
，And when Sarah tried to manipulate,
而且亚伯拉罕呢？他不去，没有去，完全是被动的，在整个这个故事当中。
And Abraham became very passive.
那么夏甲呢？作为使女，他怎么样？他傲慢。
And then,
他看不起他的祖母的时候，这是反叛。
Hagar became very arrogant, despise her mistress.
那么撒拉又反过来，他又用非常强迫的手段去逼迫他的使女的时候。
And so the Sarah become start mistreat Hagar.
所以夏甲就不得不逃走。
And then therefore, Hagar fled.
这是一个家庭的悲剧，是不是
？And this is tragedy of a family.
所以这一系列的事情就像个链式反应发生。
And so all those things is like a chain reaction.
很多的时候啊，这种事情在生活中非常常见。
And this is very common that we can see in our lives.
我们的事情一旦乱了一锅粥，我们就说：“哎呀，这怎么这事情会这样那事情？”我们没晓得那最根本的原因在哪里。
And so it's a mess actually originally coming from ourselves.
那以前我遇到一个人，他就问我一个问题。
And one time there's a person asked me a question.
他说：“为什么这个事情发生在我身上
？”And why does it happen to me？
你说做牧师啊，非常不容易的哈。
And it's very hard to become a pastor.
就人家有问题都常常问你。
And people have a problem issue, they always ask the pastor.
他看不见神就抓着牧师。
And so if they don't see God, they ask the pastor.
然后他就问我，这个是为什么是这样的
？Why did that happen?
我怎么会知道为什么会这样子？我认识你没有两个月。
I only met you 2 months.
他的生活一团的糟。
His life is a total mess.
很多的时候搞不懂。我都不知如何下手、
啊。I don't even know how to help him.
我说我要跟你分享福音，哎，我现在不能，我没有心思听那福音。
I want to share the gospel with him. He said, "No, I don't have time for it."
我跟你一起看看圣经。
I let's study Bible together.
哎呀，我现在这个事情要解决的问题太多，我哪有时间，哪有心思来读圣经
？I have too many things I need to resolve. I don't have time to read the Bible.
你到底要什么？我都不晓得。
I have no idea what you want.
That's all I can offer for you.
I can always. This is all I can offer to you.
但是很多的事情是这样。不过后来我慢慢知道了一些事情。
And so then a lot of times the people things happen like that. Later I discover more things.
这个婚姻是建立在一个第三者插足的身。
And so the marriage has, so there was the third person involved.
那么这个丈夫涉及到在中国的一些非法的经营这个经济上的问题，然后就逃跑来到美国，他没有办法回中国，被中国通缉的。
So this person was involved some kind of illegal business transaction that she escaped from China.
所以很多的这种罪恶感，其他的事情加在一起，没有办法解决。
All those things and the things that added up together is very hard to resolve.
所以弟兄姐妹，很多的时候我们一步错就是步步这样错。
And so very often when we make one step wrong and everything else become a mess.
所以我们要学习一个忍耐等候的功课。
So we need to learn to wait patiently.
摩西在 旷野里面等候了四十年。
Moses waited 40 years in the wilderness.
才被神使用的。
And then later used by God.
大卫，神说我要高立他做王。And 高立了之后，他等了几十年哈。
And the David was already told by the Lord that God would anoint him to become a king, but he waited for more than 10 years.
这十几年他都是流浪，然后到处被别人去追赶哈。
And he was wandering in the wilderness and being persecuted by others for the 10 years.
就像一个丧家之犬一样哈。
Is someone like without home?
你看看。有没有见过这个被高上帝所高立的王却是这样子的
？And anointing king is like live like that.
但是他等了很久才登基做了以色列。
So finally became the king of the Israelites.
保罗也是一样，他在他的家乡大树也隐居了十几年。
And Paul lived in the Tarsus for several years.
然后神才给他的机会出来做。这个宣教的工作。
And then finally he came out to start become a missionary.
甚至我们的主耶稣基督啊，他都是要忍耐等候的。
And even our Lord Jesus Christ waited patiently.
耶稣出来传道的时候他是几岁啊？
Do you know how old was he when he starts preaching?
30岁。
He was 30 years old.
你要知道那个时代的人是13岁成年。
And so at that time, 13 is considered as an adult.
那么一般的16岁、18岁就都结婚了。
And when you are 16 and 18 years, you already married.
30多岁你都有孙子了。
And sometimes maybe you are 30 years old, you may have a grandchildren.
但是主耶稣要等到30岁神的时间到他才可以出来传道。
So he have to wait until you are 30 years old, then he start to his ministry.
你看忍耐等候是每个人都要学的功课。
So therefore, the waiting patiently is a lesson we all need to learn.
我们有一个常常会有一个错误的误解。
We might have a misconception.
我们以为说这个人等候呢就是一种消极的。
And very often we think the waiting is very passive.
等候呢就是一种比较被动哈比较懒惰的表现。
And so waiting may be equal as a laziness or a negativity.
其实这个并不是我们所讲的这个忍耐等候的含义。
But this is what we talk about waiting patiently.
因为在属灵上的这种忍耐等候实际上含着一种坚忍的意思。
A spiritual waiting is very positive and also talk about perseverance.
不是什么事情都不做。
It's not we don't do anything.
乃是坚决不做不合神心意的事情。
But also resolutely not to do things that are not in line with God's will.
所以正如以赛亚书所说的那安静等候耶和华的必然重新得力。
And so just in Isaiah talk about blessed are those who wait for him will renew their strength.
所以很多的时候我们需要忍耐等候。
Very often we need to wait patiently.
那很多的时候做夫妻的要等候丈夫和妻子要信主。
And very often the husband or wife will need waiting for their spouse to become a believer.
有的人甚至等待一生哈。
And sometimes the people are my way all their life.
二十年、三十年这样子。
20 years and 30 years.
那么我认识一个弟兄的话，他的妻子是坚决不信主的啊。
And I've met a brother that his wife insisted not to accept Christ.
那么他呢就很纠结，因为他要来教会，他的太太就不开心。
It was very trouble him that because every time he wanted to go to church, but his wife refused.
那么他想参与教会，那么他太太不允许。
And if he wanted to involve church service, then his wife rejected.
所以有很多的挣扎。
And so there was a lot of struggle.
所以他就去问牧师，牧师，我该怎么办
？And so he asked his pastor, "What should I do?"
你觉得牧师应该怎么说
？So what do you think the pastor should answer?
你坚决来教会
，insist come to church，
很有智慧哈。牧师跟他说：“你呀、啊，这样子哈。
啊” so the pastor has a wisdom say you need to do this。
星期天呢，你就不要啊，来上主日学。
And Sunday do not come to the Sunday school。
你呢，就等到崇拜的时候再来。
And just come to the worship service。
你呢，就是请他跟你一起来。
And to invite her to come with you.
主日崇拜之后，这里又有吃饭，又有培训呐、啊，又有其他的事情，你也不要留下来，你就带着她去饮茶。
So after the service, even though there's a fellowship lunch, there's a different training, but don't go and just take her for dim sum.
因为太太喜欢饮茶嘛。
Because the wife likes dim sum.
所以呢，这个先生就是这样子，每次就是星期天，他太太陪他来崇拜。
And so the, finally the wife started, coming to the service with the husband.
崇拜完了他陪太太去饮茶。
So after the worship, then they go to dim sum.
这样过了几年他太太就信主了。
After a few years, his wife became a believer.
弟兄姐妹我知道您我们很多时候有这个热情啊我要怎么样但是我们要知道等候神的时间。
And so even though we have this enthusiasm that to do things, but we need to wait patiently.
当他太太信主之后他就更多的可以参与教会。
Once her, his wife accept Christ, that he was willing to involve more in, service.
但是我们怎么样才真正可以如何做到这个忍耐等候
?How can we wait patiently?
这是关键我们要注意我们不能等待的原因是什么。
And so the key is that we have to ask ourselves, what is the reason we cannot wait patiently?
我们要知道撒拉为什么不能等待。
Why we need to ask why Sarah cannot wait patiently?
因为他觉得他的价值就是在这个后裔身上。
And he feels that her value is depend on the, heir.
那么夏甲为什么不能再忍耐呢
?So why the Hagar did not have a patience?
因为他想用自己的方法叫母凭子贵嘛他可以提高自己的社会地位。
So she feels that since she was pregnant that she can elevate her status because she's gonna have a son.
我们知道这个夏甲在当时的社会地位是很低的。
We know that her status was extremely low at that time.
我们看那个故事也可以从这个故事里体会到。
And we can see that in that story.
那么这个故事里面两次提到了夏甲的身份说他是什么他是埃及人。
And so twice talk about that. First we'll talk about she was an Egyptian.
他本来是与亚伯拉罕的祝福是没有关系的。
And it had nothing to do with Abraham's blessing.
而且我们看到亚伯拉罕跟萨拉的对话当中他们从来没有用夏甲这个名字。
And you can tell by the conversation between Sarah and Abraham, they never mention Hagar.
都是说萨拉的使女。
And always say that her maid.
那么在他们商议说要把他给做妾的话根本跟他没有商量的对不对
And so we talk about that to have Hagar as a concubine, that she has no right even to refuse.
这么大的事情他居然没有一句说话的权利。
And so she has no right to even speak up.
是因为当时的社会的环境所决定。
And this is determined by that, at that time, the society.
但是他想借助自己的话能够说哦我有了儿子也许我的身份就不一样。
And so she wants to use her son that elevate her status.
但是这却不是神的心意。
But this is not from God's will.
你看使者对他的说你要回到你祖母那里怎么样服在他的手下。
The angel told her that you need to go back home and to submit yourself to your mistress.
所以这是夏甲需要学的功课。
And this is what the Hagar need to learn.
这也是我们要学的功课。
And this is something we need to learn as well.
所以我们的价值不是建立在我们所在这个世界所拥有的事情上。
And our value is not depend on what we have in this society.
而是神给我们的认可。
And that this is what is a confirmation from the Lord.
我们看到夏甲如此卑微的一个人。
And so even lowly, person like Hagar,
但是上帝居然差派他的使者去拯救他。
But God even sent an angel to help her.
而且给他应许。
And gave her promise.
所以上帝是眷顾困苦的人的神。
And so God is the one that really, have a passion for those people.
我们看第十一节他就讲到说神是什么是神听见的神。
And first of all, in the verse 11, talk about God hears.
那么这里讲了两次第十三节也讲到说神是什么神是看顾人的神。
And in verse 13, talk about God, sees.
弟兄们这是我们的价值所在。
And this is where's our value.
不论我们在这个世界上的成就跟地位神都是看顾我们的神。
And so whatever our status or our accomplishment in this society, but God still sees and hears.
神是守此约施慈爱的神。
He keep his covenant.
神是孤儿寡母的神。
He is a God of the widow and the orphan.
神是穷苦被欺压人之神。
He is a God of the oppressed and the poor.
所以这样的神是值得与我们信赖。
And this is the God that, that is worth our, trust.
也应该是我们所依靠的。
And this is the God that we can rely on.
所以这是我们信心的根本。
And this is the foundation of our faith.
所以忍耐等候呢，有的时候不仅是我们要等待上帝。
And the waiting patient, not only we wait for God,
更是上帝在等候我们。
Very often God's waiting for us.
因为我们很多的时候没有准备好。
And very often we are not prepared.
我们没有办法承受上帝所给我们的。
We cannot bear God's entrustment.
所以要想成为上帝所使用的器皿呢。
So in order to become a vessel of God,
所以主会用各种的办法来磨练我们。
And God very often uses different way, to mold us.
这包括一种不同的环境。
And depends on sometimes the environment.
各种的试炼啊，锤炼。
And sometimes very, different tests and maybe hammering us.
那在这种试炼当中，忍耐等候就是最常见的。一种方式。
So during those tests and the trials, waiting patiently is the best way.
所以我们讲到亚伯拉罕故事系列，我们说到一个基督徒成功的诀窍在于他的信心。
And so when we learn about Abraham, the secret of our faith that is the faith.
那个这个信心呢？怎么样体现呢？就体现在我们忍耐等候上帝之上。
So when we talk about faith, that really depends how can we wait patiently.
那等候上帝的必然会重新得力。
The one who is quietly waiting for the Lord will regain our strength.
所以亚伯拉罕的故事给了我们很多的启示。
So we learn a lot from the Abraham's story.
所以这一章关于忍耐等候的这个功课呢，对于我们基督徒也是同样适用的。
And so this is applicable for our Christian as well.
刚才就像我所讲的，是我们现实生活中的必修课。
And this is the class that we have to take.
现实生活中我们很多的事情需要等待。
And very often in our life that we need to wait patiently.
我们可能要等待理想的配偶。
And maybe sometimes it's ideal spouse.
我们可能要等待合法居留的身份。
Maybe we need to wait for a legal immigrant status.
我们可能要等待孩子的出生。
And we need to wait for a child's birth.
我们可能要等待孩子的长大。
And we have to wait for child's growth and growing up.
可我们也等待一个更好合适的机会，工作的机会。
And we're waiting for the better working condition or opportunities.
所以基督徒我们之所以可以忍耐等候，就在于我们有在基督里的盼望。
And because the reason we can wait patiently is because we have the hope in Christ.
因为我们知道我们的等待是不会落空的。
So we will never, when we wait patiently, we will always, God will give it to us.
弟兄姐妹，那忍耐等候上帝的必重新得力。
Remember that waiting patiently will be renew our strength.
以前有一位农夫啊，他是种这个玉米的啊。
And so there was one farmer that he farmed corns.
那么到他收获玉米的时候，他发现哇，今年的玉米啊产量非常好。
And so that year there he had a large harvest of the corns.
那在这所有的玉米地里面，有一株玉米长得非常的大啊。
And there is one crop of the corn is very big.
他就说呢，哎呀，你看我在这所有的玉米地里面，我是长得最好的那一株。
And so look the corn of that crop said, "Oh, I'm the best."
所以呢，这个农夫肯定第一个就把我割下来。
And so the corn think that okay, so the farmer is going to take me first.
而他肯定会让所有的人去来参观啊，这是最好的玉米。
And everybody is going to look at me that this is the best corn.
所以他就等到收获的季节。
So the corn wait until the harvest time.
那么收获的季节到了。
And when time's up,
农夫居然带着人来开始收割了。
And so the farmer brought people to start to harvest.
结果他发现呢，第一批没有把他割去啊。
And the first crop, the people harvest the first time, they did not take him.
他就继续等。
So he continued to wait.
到了第二批来了，又开始收割，又收割第二批，他还是没有他。
The second group of people came that was did not take him.
难免有些垂头丧气啊。
The corn was a little bit disappointed.
你看我长得那么好。
Look at how good I look.
居然没有机会啊。
And look, I don't even have an opportunity.
时间过得很快，所有的玉米全收光了，就他还在那里啊。
So then later, all the corn being harvested except that one.
最后农夫走到这玉米前，终于把它割下来。
Finally, the farmer finally cut the corn.
他呢 他说这株玉米啊是我这地里长得最好的一株。
And this corn is the best of the best.
那么我要把它作为种子明年来使这个玉米希望明年的玉米长得会更好。
So I'm going to use this crop that I'm going to use the corn as the seeds to plant next year. So all my crop next year will be the best.
所以弟兄姐妹我们很多的时候就要这样耐心的等待我们的主。
Brothers and sisters, very often we need to wait patiently, wait for our Lord.
我们等待着他来收割的日子。
Until the time when he harvests us.
到那个日子的话我们才能看到说我们的人生的真正的价值在哪。
Until that day, we can see the true value of our life.
但在那个日子来之前弟兄姐妹我们还是要学习那个忍耐。
And before that, we need to learn waiting patiently.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐给我们话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words.
希望借着亚伯拉罕的故事，再次提醒我们，我们怎么样在你面前有那美好的信心。
And through Abraham's story, how we can learn wait patiently.
因为我们知道只有这美好的信心才能够得蒙神的祝福。
So we can know that only through this, the faith that we can receive the beautiful blessing.
求主你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
愿我们在凡事上学习忍耐等候的功课。
Through everything that we can learn patiently.
愿主你的旨意行在我们当中。
So your will be complete in our midst.
愿主你的旨意行在地上。如同行在天上。
Your will is the, will be on earth like in heaven.
为今天每一位听到这信息的弟兄姐妹，我们仰望在主你的手中。
We pray that everyone that who listen to this lesson today.
愿主你赐福他们。
And please continue to bless them.
愿他们在忍耐等候的时候，主你有恩典从天上降下。
So when they are waiting patiently, then you have a special blessing to them. Give it to them.
因为凡那等候上帝的必重新得力。
For those who are waiting patiently will renew their strength.
感谢主的恩典跟你美好的应许。
Thank you for your mercy and your words.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.